Must be an on button somewhere.
It's time for a cup of tech gumbo.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Haggai Davis talks technology news using language even Brian can understand.
You just don't get it.
I don't have your head for science, so I'm not going to be able to help much.
For a full serving, check out Tech Gumbo, presented by Cardinal Capital and General Informatics, Saturday and Sunday at 4.
We got 30 years worth of files right here in this computer that are going to bring you down.
A cup of Tech Gumbo on Talk 107.3.
I'm sorry, wrong password. Come on.
Yeah, it's time for a cup of Tech Gumbo. Yes, we're welcoming in the Haggai Davis. How's it going, man?
Doing great.
Glad to have you on board. Glad to be chatting today. I want to hold TikTok off for a minute to cover this. So we'll get to whether or not TikTok will be banned in just a little bit. Robocalls.
Yes.
Are they finally going away? This time, do they mean it?
Well, if the FCC has finally taken the first step. They've actually put something into action. They've done something. Back over the summer, they had announced there was 8 telecom companies that were that allowed the 90% of all of the robocalls to go through these 8 little bitty companies.
Okay.
And they put out a notice and said, you better stop or we're going to shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
And one company, Global UC, said, they didn't believe it. They didn't shut it down. And so what the FCC has come in and done is discredited them so that they can no longer send calls on to another telephone company, and the other telephone companies cannot accept calls from Global UC. So if AT&T, Etel, any one of the, you know, Cox, any one of the phone companies in this area, if a robocall was going through Global UC and trying to hand that off to your phone number here in town,
mm-hmm.
they're not allowed to accept that call coming from Global UC now.
How does that work? How does that work to not accept the call? Is there something that, yeah, are they able to like just unplug a wire that says this is the stuff coming in from Global UC?
Yes, you're just not allowed to accept anything coming. The phone companies all have handoffs, basically, for lack of a better phrase, and not a technical term here. But they have agreements that allow you to transfer your call from one company to the other. And so, you know, if you're living, if Global UC is in the Dallas area, if you were the phone company, if that was your local phone company, and you in, I don't know, Plano, Texas, or wherever it is, if they were trying, somebody was there who legitimately is trying to make a phone call to me here in Baton Rouge.
Right.
They cannot do that right now using their home phone at that's if they're part of this Global UC.
Okay. Now, I realize I'm showing my age here, but I have this image of Lily Tomlin playing Ernestine, the telephone operator. That's not the way this works. So
no.
What's the likelihood that Global UC finds a way around this?
Very unlikely.
Really?
Because if now, does Global UC clean up their act and say, okay, we get it, and we shut down all these robocalls,
mm-hmm.
maybe the FCC says, okay, everybody, y'all can start accepting phone calls again from Global UC. But as of right now, and this is the type of thing that puts Global UC out of business.
Yes.
I mean, if you cannot transmit calls in and out of your network, then you're done.
How hard is it to become a telecom provider in the U.S.?
I would imagine it's not very easy.
Yeah.
You've got to have some resources, and you've got to have enough equipment that actually switches your calls around.
And what kind of sway does the FCC have to actually shut down a full-on telecom operator, provider, I mean?
They have enough to do it. I mean, that's their job, is to regulate the telecommunication companies.
So at the end of the day, the strong arm of the FCC would be what would keep all the telecom operators from capitulating to Global UC instead of capitulating to them.
Correct. And this was the, now, does this completely eliminate all of the robocalls? No. There's still some that are still happening, but it's not. If you've noticed in the past week or so that you've gotten fewer calls, this is probably why.
Okay. Well, so is a text the same thing?
No.
Yeah.
Not yet, but they're coming after that next. They are trying. The FCC, they are trying to do things. Instead of just platitudes and say, oh, please stop doing all that, they are trying. Now, yeah, I've been getting some, not, and now the elections are over us, but I, for some reason, I've been getting text messages from politicians in New York City and Los Angeles and San Francisco asking me to go vote for them.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm like, what? Who bought that list?
The number of text messages I got to go vote for Devontae Lewis was off the charts.
Yes.
And you know,
I got a bunch of those too. And
I'm like, please remove me from this list. I'm not going to talk about who I voted for. I voted for Boise. I'm not going to talk about who I voted for, but I was like, I don't want text messages about this. The same way I don't want the mailers, but I can't stop that.
Right.
I figured at least I could stop the text messages by asking to unsubscribe. Not the case. Not the case. They just kept on coming through.
Now, as soon as you say unsubscribe or stop, that just means, oh, look, this is a real number.
Right. Right.
We got one.
Not only are we going to ramp up what we send you, but we're going to send your number to other people to let them know it's good.
Yep.
So, all right, TikTok. We're going to start it here. We're going to have to break in the middle of the conversation. Lawmakers introduce a bill to ban TikTok in the U.S. TikTok poses a national security threat, according to lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle. Before I dive into the meat and potatoes of this article, how is it a national security threat for me to do a 15-second dance or give my breakdown of a movie or talk about my favorite honey bun? Why is that a national security threat?
Because this information goes straight to the Chinese government.
So the Chinese government can know that I like the Little Debbie Christmas tree snack cake better than I like the regular Little Debbie's zebra cakes.
That's the fascinating thing about this, is because if you don't watch those videos on TikTok, well, you can certainly watch them on Instagram, mm-hmm. or on Facebook Reels or anywhere else.
Crazily, it's not the same. It's insane, but it's not the same. I don't know how to explain it
yet. Because TikTok has better algorithms to show you the things
that
you want to see.
There is that for sure. There's also TikTok has it first. My Facebook or Instagram Reels, I will see things that I saw on TikTok a month ago.
Absolutely. And we've done stories in the past about these influencers. They will put things on TikTok and get 1 million views. They will put it on Instagram and get, you know, 750,000 views, and then they'll put it on Twitter and get 50,000 views.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what. Okay, we're going to get into more of the why is it a national security threat when Chuck P breaks down a hazy IPA. We'll get into that. Cup of Tech Gumbo rolling right along. The conversation during the break went down a completely different topic that I don't know if we're going to have to revisit at some point.
Yeah, at some
All
point.
Right, so back to TikTok.
Yes.
Lawmakers banning TikTok because reviews of different pasta dishes are a matter of national security. The problem I'm having is twofold, Haggai. Number one, and I think the second part of my problem you agree with. But number one, this is inane garbage. It's escapism. TikTok is useful in terms of relaxation and watching junk. I don't know how that is a national threat, and I don't know how China can't – what are they garnering from this in real terms?
They're building the profiles on you. It's no different than Google or Facebook or Twitter or anybody
else.
Then
why not shut it all down? Because there's nothing they can't get from Google, Facebook, Twitter, and everything else as well.
Well, because we don't want a Chinese communist government to have that information about us, but we're okay with private or publicly traded companies in the U.S. to have that information.
But that information can just as easily get back to China once it's out there.
I understand, but this is the rationale. We're scared to death of the Chinese government knowing that people step on rakes and get smacked in the face on TikTok.
Exactly.
And oh, well, we're building these profiles because people are stupid and they want to see something ridiculous like that. Okay, great. Well, it's the same information that Google and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all the other social media platforms, they're all building the same profiles. but this is going to the Chinese communist government, okay. Not going to, you know,
communist
Silicon
Chinese
Valley.
Government gets this profile on me. What did they do with it that's going to be a threat to me?
They're
going to
launch missiles at you.
All right. Exactly.
I don't know. I don't.
Because I want to watch Joe Rogan talk to Neil deGrasse Tyson and watch it as if Joe Rogan understands a word coming out of that man's mouth. Like, that, to me, it's fine. Build a profile. I like to veg out in front of my phone for a little bit and watch just stupid stuff.
And that's the part that, you know, I'm not on TikTok. I don't watch the TikTok videos, but I don't care to either. But it's,
well, you better look out because I'm putting us all in peril, Haggai.
I understand.
You're in danger more and more every day because
the closer, you know,
I am sitting 15 seconds of Theo Vaughn.
I'm 4 feet away from you, and I'm nervous right now.
You should be.
I mean, you're a TikToker, and my God, what the Chinese communist government's going to do with that information about now that I may be associated with you, mm-hmm. It's silly to me, but we are just all up in arms. Senator, and this is both the political right and the political left.
Look, it's Friday morning right now. 3 days. I'm telling you right now, 3 days from now, I'm going to watch Devin Snow eat a plate of red beans.
Okay.
Greatest tradition in the world. He goes to a different place in New Orleans every single Monday and tries their red beans and reviews them on TikTok.
Oh.
And that is a matter of national. It's funny though. You know, he's entertaining.
Okay,
he's entertaining. I know you wouldn't expect it to be good. He's going to open up a to-go plate. He's going to go look at this. It's a bad
content.
Word.
I mean, I get know. It. You know, it's. But yeah, so Senator Rubio filed the averting the national threat of internet surveillance, oppressive censorship and influence, and algorithmic learning by the Chinese Communist Party. Or the Anti-Social CCP Act.
All right, so two more questions on this, and the next one is about actual enforcement. How would the U.S. enforce a ban here?
Oh, that's the easy part. I mean, you shut off access to TikTok in the United States. I mean, you just geofence it out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a couple of years back, former President Trump had a good idea, you know, let's get a U.S. company. And Oracle they bought the rights and had all of the U.S. TikTok activity happening on their servers, except the information goes straight back to China. And so that's, again, that's the big upsetting. If they just created a whole separate company and cut off that access to China, TikTok would be fine. Everybody would just cruise right along. But I don't understand it. I don't understand why everyone is so worked up about why it's okay for Google to have as much information as they do and not the Chinese government.
Right, because we give it to them voluntarily. And whether we're giving it to Silicon Valley voluntarily, Washington, D.C. voluntarily, Quantico voluntarily, or Beijing voluntarily, it's us handing the information off. And once you start that slippery slope of we're shutting down media outlets, social media outlets, where do you stop?
Well, there was one other story we did talk about, and it was the fact that 96% of the apps that kids are being told they have to use for school, that data is being tracked mm-hmm. and sold to Google.
Yeah.
And that's illegal.
Right.
If you're under 13, you're not allowed to track these kids. But if you're an eight-year-old kid who's got an app to do homework on and Google's building that profile, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. What else is coming up on the show this week?
We're going to do a big dive into sports betting and the problems with it, where it's good in some states and not in others, where some states only get 1% of their revenue, others get 50% of their revenue, and how it all came to be and things like that. It's going to be a fun show.